Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. And here is your host, Ryan Mack.
Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack. Now, with paper check use declining and electronic payments on the rise, the ACH network has grown tremendously. Now, part of this growth was fueled by Notcha rolling out same-day ACH in 2016, which allows payments to be posted and paid on the same day. Now, this year, Notcha also increased the allowable same-day ACH transaction size to $100,000, and this sets up some very interesting use cases for same-day ACH. So to talk about these use cases for same-day ACH and the growth that same-day ACH has seen so far in 2020, we have Mike Hurd, who is the Senior Vice President of ACH Network Administration at Notcha, and Sarah Grotta, who is the Director of the Debit and Alternative Products Advisory Service at Mercator Advisor Group. So there's certainly a lot to learn on today's episode, so without any further delays, let's start the show. So Sarah and Mike, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I'm really excited to talk about just same-day ACH with both of you. Now, Mike, as we recently discussed in a podcast, you know, we talked about the ACH network grew at its normal rate in quarter one of 2020, but then it surged in the second quarter. So I'm hoping that you can walk us through those numbers and discuss how same-day ACH perform specifically. But first, for just kind of a little bit of a payments 101, perhaps you could kind of provide that segment of the audience here with a quick definition of what same-day ACH is.
Sure, Ryan. Thanks for having me on again. I'll try to keep it simple. Same-day ACH is, quite literally, the full cycle of an ACH payment that is initiated, cleared, settled, and posted to the receiver's account all on the same banking day. And for an ACH credit, using same-day ACH, the funds have been made available as well to that receiver on that business day. So it's the full cycle of ACH all happening within a single day. To your other questions, just to recap our conversation about network volume. At a high level, ACH network growth through the first half of the calendar year of 2020 looks pretty normal at 7.9% year over year. When you look under the hood, there are some key differences to prior years. Certainly, the impact of the pandemic on the economy has depressed economic activity and hence payment system volumes. Related to some types of activities like retail purchases, payrolls, business-to-business supply chains, some bill payments, healthcare visits and the like. And we certainly see those reflected in some of the ACH transaction categories that relate to those types of economic activities. But in addition, the ACH network was used extensively, particularly in the second quarter, to deliver assistance payments to businesses and to individuals in the form of economic impact payments, unemployment assistance payments, small business loans and grants, and other types of assistance coming out of the CARES Act. So, when you aggregate it all up, it kind of adds up to a ongoing growth for the network, but it certainly has been anything but a normal year. With respect to same-day ACH, at a high level, it also looks like a fairly normal year in that volume growth is at about 40% year over year when we look at it through about the first half of the calendar year. That is on a smaller base of transactions, but the ongoing adoption does seem to be robust and, is handling, a lot of specific needs and use cases for industry participants that I would be happy to expand upon.
Yeah, and I certainly want to get into that in a little bit here. And I want to make sure that our audience is aware that Natja has put together some great infographics that we're going to put in the Payments Journal companion article. So if you're following along on paymentsjournal.com, you'll be able to view both of these infographics in the article below. Now, Mike, one of the things that I think is just extremely impressive to me about just the infrastructure of Natja and in ACH here is that I know that, you know, you were talking about in terms of just the stimulus payments and things going out. And I know you and I have had a conversation in terms of just the amount of volume that can go through that network at one time and just how impressive it is in terms of just like, yeah, no, we've only kind of hit like a fraction of the actual capability of this. I mean, this can just continue to expand and expand and take on more and more volume for that. But kind of getting back to the question at hand that I'd like to ask here is, so when we're taking a look at the growth of same-day ACH, what factors do you think explain the impressive growth numbers that you were just describing?
Well, Ryan, I think there's a couple of things. Let me start off with a little story, which is that, here we are at the end of August of 2020. And so in less than a month, it will have been 4 years since same day ACH actually launched and went live. And that's kind of hard for me to believe. It feels like just yesterday, and we're still, talking about and working on the same day ACH, adoption story. But I do think going back to, the original purposes is simply that we know that there are a number of use cases that are met by faster payments, including same-day ACH. And it spans, the range of what core ACH payments are used for, payroll payments, bill payments, B2B payments, person-to-person payments, account-to-account transfers, and probably dozens more, where there are specific instances where speed of processing becomes an important, if not the predominant characteristic that a payer is looking for. So same day ACH was launched 4 years ago as one of the first options for faster payments. And as we talk about the whole faster payments movement or ecosystem, there are going to be different options that provide different capabilities or different characteristics. But certainly in those core ACH use cases that I mentioned, there very definitely are some for same day ACH as well. One of the things I'd also call out is it wasn't simply just a one-time implementation and that's done. There have been ongoing improvements and enhancements to same-day ACH over time that has gotten us to where we are today. And I think those are types of improvements are ongoing and will continue into the future. Just as one example, just a few months ago in March of 2020, the allowable limit per transaction, per same-day ACH transaction was increased fourfold from $25,000 per same day payment to $100,000 per payment. And we very immediately saw an impact in terms of the dollars flowing through the same day ACH capability. Just looking from the first quarter to the second quarter of 2020, the average amount of a same day ACH payment increased by a third. So I think that is good evidence that there was demand for that type of capability and improvement, and that there are those parties out there ready and willing and wanting to take advantage of that capability. Now, you might think that all of those dollars are flowing for business-to-business transactions. That's where the vast majority of dollars for ACH payments generally flow, just because there is such a high dollar volume type of payment category. But that's only partially true. We did see a significant increase in same day ACH business to business dollars flowing through in the second quarter. But we also saw a fairly large increase in the category of business to consumer disbursement payments, which does include payroll. So, good reason to think there's some increases in payroll going on. But that's also the way that many insurance companies pay out claim payments to policyholders. And the dollar limit increases was a longstanding ask of many companies in the insurance industry to NACHA to raise that limit, because most insurance claim payments do exceed the previous limit that we had of $25,000. And insurance companies had told us that that was an inhibitor for them to adopt same-day ACH. So I think we've been responsive to what the industry has been looking for, and that we've seen some immediate uptake of that capability. Obviously, we'll be continuing to monitor those numbers as we move forward. But that's just an example of the way to continue to enhance the same-day ACH experience.
You know, what I think is really interesting, Michael, when you talk through some of those use cases, is that those are some of the very same use cases that I talk about with some of the users of real-time payment networks. And I've always thought of same-day ACH really on that same continuum. And you know, I talk with financial institutions who are considering their roadmap around real-time payments that, you know, a place to start is to really productize same-day ACH, where, you know, faster payments and where a broad reach is something that is necessary to fulfill the client use cases. Are you seeing that really happening?
Yeah, well, Sarah, I agree with your observation. You know, as I mentioned that, with same day, we're almost at 4 years now, but there certainly are many other entrants and options in the marketplace. And as my friend Peter Davey with the Clearinghouse has said a number of times, this is an and conversation, not an or conversation. You know, to those that are just getting in the game or dipping their toes, you know, I do recommend looking at how same-day ACH can meet your needs, either for yourself or for your clients. Because one, if you're a financial institution, you're already doing ACH. And more than likely, if you're any kind of business in the United States, you're already doing ACH. It might just be for payroll, or maybe you're doing it for B2B. You might be doing it for collecting bills from your customers. In the insurance example I mentioned earlier, more than likely you're already paying some claims out by ACH and have been for some time. So, you know, that's certainly one way that anyone can get started to say, you know, what use cases do I have where that would be a benefit, and maybe one of the steps I could take sooner than later is to say, well, here are the criteria I'm going to use for using same-day ACH. But having said that, clearly there are other types of use cases where, the same kind of entities are going to be looking at RTP, they're going to be looking at Zelle, or, the push-to-card types of disbursement options. And I really do think that there's going to be a range of options that provide a range of services. Think about the mail delivery, metaphor of, you can have a, slow parcel delivery, first class mail, 2-day delivery, overnight delivery. There could be a range of options available for how quickly you want something to arrive. And I think the same is becoming true in the payment space.
So, Mike, I think all those use cases are absolutely fantastic here, right? And as I understand it, that, same-day ACH was kind of one of the original faster payments options. And I think that we really kind of dived into the quick definition at the beginning of this of, what is same-day ACH and what does it mean? But perhaps maybe you could kind of pull out a few more interesting use cases there, because I think that there's a couple more there. for our audience?
Sure, Ryan. I think one that I wanted to cover or highlight is pretty similar to the what I just described with insurance claims, but it's more along the lines of emergency assistance. And we've talked about the CARES Act payments, and of course, as we sit here recording this today, there's a major hurricane that just hit the Gulf Coast of the United States. And sometimes there is a need for governments and others to disperse emergency funds quickly. And obviously, we don't like to see reliance on checks. One, if people are displaced, how do you get them to them? But two, also, it just takes so much longer to move a piece of paper and to have that deposited and enter into the payment system. And so the same day ACH capability is there and can be utilized, whether it's the federal government dispersing economic impact payments or other types of emergency payments like the Paycheck Protection Act loans or grants that happened, that infrastructure now exists for moving those funds more quickly to the beneficiaries. And as I mentioned to your first question, with that initiation, clearing, settlement, and funds availability all happening within a single banking day. So I know that, if the desire is to move those types of assistance payments out and get funds available more quickly to the beneficiary, certainly the ACH system has stood up the infrastructure to help make that happen. And that has existed for, as I say, we're coming up now on about 4 years. So it just seems pretty very timely with what's going on in the country today to point out that capability exists.
Yeah, that's a great point, and you kind of have touched a little bit on a pet peeve of mine and something that I write about from time to time in the industry. And sometimes you'll hear from folks who maybe don't quite understand all the details of the payment services that are available, that ACH is slow, that it takes days to get there or something like that. And I really think that's a misnomer and something that, really needs to be corrected. For example, as we're talking about same day ACH, transactions can be processed and settled within a single day. And ACH isn't the reason that people get paid on payday. They always get paid on payday. Payday isn't slow. It is what it is. And ACH always shows up on a very reliable basis. I think people need to be very clear when they say, yeah, checks might be slow. But when you deliver an electronic payment through ACH, it arrives on the date that is in the file, whether that's a date that represents a payday or if it's a day that represents the current processing day, such as in same day ACH. So thank you for letting me vent on that a little bit.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for bringing that up. I think, just to relate everything back to paydays, for most of the workforce with set paydays, payday is payday is payday, and direct deposit gets you paid at the opening of business on payday, period. There are sectors of the economy that doesn't have set paydays. And, I think the market is evolving around how, those types of workers and their employees want to make those payments. But I think we can relate the stimulus payments under the CARES Act to the fact that the way that it was executed was that the the government chose a payday, and that payday for the first round of payments was April 15th. And the ACH system got those payments to everyone and made funds available on payday on April 15th. So I think, you know, that that's just how they chose to go this time around. And the ACH system executed those instructions flawlessly, like we do every payday. You know, it's a day for me to be quoting my my friends from the clearinghouse, but my my other good friend at the clearinghouse, Alex Romeo, kind of coined a phrase, and when he said that the ACH network is industrial strength. And what he means by that is, you know, we regularly handle more than 100 million payments every single banking day. And there are days like Fridays that are heavy paydays, or that are days where there are Social Security benefits being paid, where the ACH network does quite a bit more volume than that, you know, over 100 million in a day. So, I mean, the network is architected to handle that kind of volume and could handle additional volume. And, you know, is capable of getting all those payments from the government under the CARES Act to their intended beneficiaries, you know, on time and every time. So, yeah, thank you for letting me pile on there, Sarah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if we have another round of CARES Act or related act economic impact payments. I presume they'll be looking to ACH again, and perhaps there'll be more activity through the ACH network if there is a second round, just because I think that they have more account data this time.
I think that's correct, Sarah. Of course, we follow that very closely. But again, here on, you know, in late August, I don't think anybody can really predict or say what's going to happen. Just that the ACH network stands ready if and when called upon again. You know, the IRS did collect you know, a significant number of additional account numbers for making direct deposits through the first round. And so we believe they have the capability of delivering an even greater percentage of these stimulus payments by ACH direct deposit should a second round be authorized by Congress.
Excellent. No, that's certainly good news. And I think a lot of people would welcome that on their end. But now, as kind of the keeper of the rules here, I'd love to get, Michael, a little bit of insight from you in terms of if you see any upcoming rule changes or announcements that Nacho would like to highlight for our audience here today.
Good question, and thank you for bringing it up, because I do have one more, and I should have raised it earlier to an earlier question. But the next same-day ACH enhancement goes live on March 19th of the year 2021, and the network-wide will extend the operating hours of same-day ACH by 2 hours every business day. This is primarily oriented around western parts of the country. You know, the fact that they're you know, business day runs, you know, well past what the current deadlines are, not just for same day ACH, but for what the Federal Reserve's settlement system is that settles for ACH. And so we have a number of changes coordinated through the ACH operators, as well as the Federal Reserve System, to extend the hours for same day ACH as of next March. So if you think about somebody, even as like a, you know, an employer, you know, in California who wants to originate same day ACH payrolls on a Friday, you know, this is going to give them, you know, enough additional time in the morning of a Friday there that could make the difference in, you know, adopting same day ACH for those types of payroll payments. You know, I think you can see how the same would be true for something like paying an invoice on the same day. If you're out in the Pacific time zone, or any of the other one of core ACH use cases where you can now conduct these even later on any day. I think just kind of scanning farther out into the future, I certainly would say that, you know, we're already hearing from the industry interested in additional increases to the dollar limit for same-day ACH. I don't have any predictions about what might happen next and when, but certainly it's a live topic that's being discussed. When we look at other, you know, systems around the world that have implemented faster payments, generally speaking, you increment dollar limit increases over time as everyone within the system, you know, gains experience, understands the kind of volumes and dollar flows that they see, and can start to make some, you know, predictions about, you know, what would happen under, you know, a various types of change scenarios. So, you know, as we, you know, transact with the $100,000 limit, you know, similarly, financial institutions and their clients will start to see what that new normal looks like. And then hopefully we'll get some input about, you know, what a next step could be.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Mike and Sarah, for taking the time today for speaking to me about same-day ACH. And I hope to have both of you back on the podcast real soon.
Well, great. Thanks very much, Ryan and Sarah. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thanks so much.